Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's always a delight to have you here with me. For those who have been loyal listeners, I sincerely mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, because you could be doing anything today, but you decided to dial in to listen to me. Thank you. To those who've been with me since day one, I just love you so much. Thank you for your encouragement, your comments. And I say it all the time, and I will continue to say it because I truly mean it. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to this platform, the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. And you may wonder how we do that. Well, we try to do it by bringing programming and topics that can help you start businesses. If you're an entrepreneur, you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you want to start a business, or you are already up and running with your business, or you are looking to sustain your business, or maybe you're looking to franchise or sell your business. You're maybe ready to retire and move on. We try to bring topics that are informative, but we also discuss relationships, because relationships as employees, employers, as members of teams and board members and staff, we are relational. So we do try to make sure we bring programming that is consistent with the mission of this show. Also, if we can, we would try to throw in a little bit of entertainment and information that enlightens you and informs you. So thank you again for joining us here on the Marketing Pulpit. Well, today I want to share with you just a few tips on something that occurs every day. And if you haven't experienced it in your life, if you live long enough, you will. You will if you live long enough. And I want to share a few tips on just the cycle of life and some things that you should and should not do in a very specific aspect of life. And I'm going to share a couple other things with you. So when we come back from this very short break, I will share a few things with you. So thank you so much again for joining in today. And when we come back, we'll continue with the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you once again for joining me here on the Marketing Pulpit, and I'm excited that you decided to join us. And wow, this week has just flown by. It just does not feel like Tuesday to me today. We have been quite busy over the last few days. We celebrated the life of a family member, and it was beautiful. It was simply beautiful. Sometimes things happen to, and when they happen, it helps you to put life in perspective. And today I am dedicating this show to family members, and I also have a few other people that I want to dedicate this show to. Over the last few weeks, things seem to have been happening in succession with people that I know, people that are very fond of, and I just want to say to the Ashleys, the Boones, Bennett family, you're in my thoughts and my prayers. You are in my thoughts and prayers. And also to the Hodges family, just completely unexpected, you were so in my thoughts and in my prayers. And the Pitts family, just a beautiful family. Just a beautiful family. I was, again, not expecting to hear of the loss. But nonetheless, it's something we deal with, not by choice, but because we have to. So the last week has just been sombering. But because of the way that we think, or sometimes the way that some believe, not everyone believes the same thing, but I do, and I say it, and I put emphasis on it, I believe there's a better day. I do believe, and I have hope in my heart, that those we love so much, that we become so close to over periods of years, and sometimes even decades, we become so close, and then they're just taken away, or fall asleep, or just don't see them anymore. It can be very painful, stressful. So today, I want to just share a few things with you that I want you to be cognizant of when you talk to people who have lost loved ones and those who are very, very dear to them. There are some things, and I'm just going to speak on one topic today, but I will be continuing these tips or dedication songs to those who have lost loved ones. But, you know, there's some grief etiquette. That's what I call it. I call it grief etiquette that you really should be mindful of. Most people mean well when they open their mouths and they make comments to those who are going through grief, or someone who's just lost a loved one, or it's maybe a year later or 2 years later. Some people, when they talk, they really mean well. I believe they mean well. But even when you mean well, that doesn't necessarily mean that what you say is going to come across in a pleasant way. I'm going to share with you some tips on some things that you should and shouldn't say. And for those who are grieving, and for those of us who are still grieving, we know in our hearts that you mean well. We do. But here's some things that you should and should not say. Grief is a process. But the thing about this process, it's a very personal and emotional process. The way I go through grief may be totally different than the way you go through grief or your process. And although there may be stages to grief, we don't all go through those stages in an exact way. It's so different from day to day and moment to moment, second to second. And I literally mean second to second, because you could be feeling one way in 1 second and the next second is totally different. So grieving is different for everyone. And because it's different for everyone, I think it would do us well to educate ourselves on the way people grieve, but also on what you should and maybe shouldn't say. I'm just going to go through a couple of things. And this is just me. This is just how I think and how I feel. And if there are some things that you think people should and should not say and you would like to share that on the show today, you're more than welcome to do that. So one of the first things, I'll start out with the things that I think you shouldn't say. How about that? And then I'll end on a positive note. some things that you shouldn't say. It's time for you to move on. Or don't you think it's time for you to move on? You know, you've been grieving over this for a long time now. I'd love to give you some dialogue on these things. I really would. There are some things I really like to say on some of these statements, but I'm going to hold off, and I'm just going to go through the list. And, of course, if you hear something that resonates with you, you want to send me a note on it or you want to comment on it, you know you're more than welcome to do so. But I'm just going to go through some things that you shouldn't say. First of all, like I just said, it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to get over it. Stop crying. It's going to be all right. Just stop crying. The opposite of that, oh, just cry. Cry it out. Crying will make you feel better. Go ahead and cry. Some people may not be ready to cry. Well, they may have just cried and want to feel happy right now. Or they feel guilty for crying. And they may not want to cry. I had to dialogue on that for a moment. And this one, you know what? He would want you to, or she would want you to do such and such, or he wouldn't want you to feel this way. Another statement that you may want to think about or may not want to say it at all. He lived a great life that he was given, and it was just his time. Some people just don't want to hear that. You really don't. And again, some of these statements, I know people mean well, but sometimes it doesn't always make a person feel good. It's time for you to just move on. Just move on. I know somebody who lost their husband or their wife a year or within 2 or 3 years. They moved on and remarried. And blah, 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 blah. Just not a thoughtful thing to say. Just not at all. Why are you acting so depressed? Get it together. Move on. Just not a good thing to say. Again, we're talking about grieving etiquette, things that you shouldn't say. Right now we're focusing on things you shouldn't say. Oh, you must be really devastated. If I lost my loved one, I would act this way. You can't tell people how they should and should not act when they're grieving. Or at least you had a chance to say goodbye. At least you had a chance to get this together, this in order. God just wanted him back or wanted her back. Or this one. It's just a part of life. This is just part of the life cycle. You know this. Put it together. And then another one that you may not want to say. I know that you're going through and I know you're feeling sad about the person that you lost. I have someone I want you to meet. Probably not a good thing to say. Or, you know, she wouldn't want you acting like this. Just not a good thing to say. And this is one that I personally heard that I thought was dumb. I'm just going to say dumb because that's what I feel. And it hadn't been for the fact that I was trying to be respectful, I would have had a few things to say right at that moment. But I heard someone ask someone who had just lost their loved one. I don't mean a year later. I don't mean 6 months later. I mean they just lost their loved one. And someone asked, are you going to sell your house? I think if my head could have, it probably would have spun all the way around. First of all, it's none of your business. Second of all, there's a time and place to say any and everything. Third, it was none of your business. Fourth, it was none of your business. And I could go on and on. But I said to myself, some things, common sense, should kick in at some point. And if you're not sure what to do or what to say, I promise you, if you don't say anything and you're just there, that means a lot to those who may be grieving. You don't have to say a word. Just being there makes a difference. When I come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you some things that you can do, or maybe some things that you can say that will mean a great deal to those who may be grieving. But remember, it's a process. And another person's grief is not your grief. The way you grieve is not the way others grieve. With just a little bit of education, just a little bit of sensitivity, forethought, and most importantly, common sense, you can help those who may be going through to get through it in their time with some encouragement. So when we come back, I'll continue to share with you some grief etiquette right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today here on this platform, the Marketing Pulpit. This platform, the Marketing Pulpit, thank you so much for joining me. And today, I am just giving a few tips on etiquette for those who may be grieving, things you shouldn't say. Things you should and shouldn't say to people who may be grieving. You know, another thing that you may want to refrain from is, are you going to wear that? Oh, look at you, look a mess today. Just shouldn't say things like that. You just should keep your mouth shut. If you think somebody doesn't look good, especially someone who's grieving, unless you're in a position to help or you want to give some money or you want to give them something to help them look better, just don't say anything. Just be there as a friend. Those are some things that I think you shouldn't say. There's things that you can do that would mean a lot. Here's a question that means so much. Simple statement. Is there anything we can do? See how simple that was? It didn't infer anything. It didn't make a person feel guilty. Simple question, is there anything we can do? And then listen to what they say. If they say no, then let it go for that moment. Let it go for that moment. You can always come back again the next day, or if you're visiting before you leave, and say, listen, if there's something we can do, you just let me know. And then if they say there's something you can do, if you can do it, follow up on their request. If they say to you, you know what, I just need some time alone, leave them alone. Let them be alone. That doesn't mean that you go off forever. You can leave them alone for a span of time and follow up with them again. One of the things that people do with those who are grieving, if they say, no, I just want some time alone, they never hear from you again. That's not the time to disappear. Those who may be grieving and they internalize their grief, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to be bothered with you. It just means that they need some time to process, but that doesn't necessarily mean they want to be alone forever. So check in from time to time, because the grief process can take a long time depending on who the person was or who the person is. It can take a while. It can take quite a while to grieve, and people may act differently. So one of the things that you can say makes a huge difference. Is there anything I can do? Is there something that you need? Another thing that speaks volumes. I know you have to eat. Your family has to eat. I'm going to bring some things over. I'm going to bring some food over. Is it okay for me to drop some food or some supplies? one of the nicest things that you can do as well, especially when someone loses a loved one and they're trying to get things together, trying to figure out what they're going to feed them, food, paper towels, napkins, forks, spoons, water, sodas. Those who were so kind to my family, and I've seen it with other families, makes a huge difference. And another thing that you can do, you can say, you know what, I came over and I saw that your yard needed mowing. I saw that your car's my, you know what, I'm sending some help, or I'm coming over and I'm going to do this for you if you don't mind. Well, can I run some errands for you? Can I pay a bill for you? There are things that you can do that really make a difference in a person who's grieving. A couple other things that you can do. Listen. I've had some wonderful friends who just listen, or who was just there, truly there. The other thing that I'm going to suggest to you, don't think about how you would want someone to treat you during this time, because the person who's grieving is not you. The best thing that you can do is just ask and think, there's something that I can do. The other thing that I want to suggest to you is please be mindful that this is one of the darkest times in most people's lives. Even those who are of religious faith will have the hope of a better life, a life where there'll be no more sorrow, no more grieving, no more pain, no more heartache. It still hurts. It hurts. It does. So be aware of changes in people's life if they're not talking for months, if you don't see them. Check in, because that person could be suicidal. The person could be so distressed that this could be a dangerous time for them. Those who are in isolation for a long time, not returning calls, not talking to, yes, they may be going through grief, but they could also be in a dangerous time in their life. So check in. Check in with your friends. Check in with your family. Don't give up on the person. Don't give up on your family members. Even though people don't return calls or return your texts, it doesn't mean that they don't care or that they're insensitive. It just means that they're grieving. And sometimes picking up a phone, making a phone call can be hard. Sometimes texting can be hard. And sometimes answering a door and taking company can be difficult, and they just don't want to. So don't give up on the person, because they may not be returning your phone call. And don't take it personal, because they could just be grieving and going through that process. You may talk to a person, they may be laughing and having a good time, and in 5 minutes they may be crying and depressed, and in another 10 minutes they may be angry and just frustrated, and in another 30 minutes they may be sleeping, they may look like they're lazy. That's just the process. And the more you know about it, the more you educate yourself about it, the better you become at dealing with it. So today I really just wanted to give you a few tips on the grief cycle. But the other thing that I want to do, I have a song that I want to dedicate to those families and friends who are going through right now, and for those who are still hurting and still grieving. I know when you hear this song, you're probably going to wonder why I selected it, but out of all the songs that I selected, and there was, I tell you, there were some I really wanted to play, but I'll probably be playing those later in some of my other shows. But this one, I'm playing it because of the words. And it's a powerful song, especially to those who are believers, those who do believe in a better day, and those who do believe that there are good and evil forces in this world. This song I'm dedicating to all the families and friends who are going through right now. This is war. This is a fight between good and evil. And sometimes when we lose those we love, we forget what it's really all about. So I'm going to dedicate this song to all of those who may be grieving today. And I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Stand strong. Stand strong. You can do it. You're beautiful. You're resilient. And you have friends that are here for you to the Ashley family, the Boone family, the Bennett family, the Pitts family, the Hodges family, and anyone else who may be grieving today, this song is for you, and you hang in there. This means war. Appreciate you for listening to the show today. And for those who are listening to the Ashley family, the Boone family, the Pitts family, the Bennett family, and to the Hodges family, listen, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You keep fighting. You hold on. You be strong. And know that you have friends that care. You have friends that care. And if you need us, we'll be there. This is Sharon. You've been listening to the Marketing Pulpit. Have a wonderful day.